Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to goldradio.fm. Available online at housestreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to goldradio.fm, podcasting in 0.9995. I'm Jim Goddard.
My guest is Jim Willey, founder of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back to goldradio.fm.
Well, it's good to be back. A week late, better late than never. We're experiencing some very, very strange things there, Jim. I mean, like things I would never expect to see. I mean, like events that are out of left field. And I think a lot of it is positive, but, you know, when you wound a big, ugly bear, you better be careful.
So how
That's
are
all
things
I gotta say.
How are things at the Hat Trick Letter as New Year begins, and how can people sign up for it?
Things are going quite strong with the Hat Trick Letter. I have an upgrade of some equipment, and I'm very happy about it. You know, it's always a bit of a learning curve. www.golden-jackass.com, same as always. And I'm really pleased with the support. I got to say that there are a number of people who are hurting. And I get new orders, but I also get people who are really struggling. I'm noticing that the messages about struggling are double what they were a couple of years ago. So I do what I can. You know, I'm just extending a couple months on the access for the login, little things. But the subscriptions are going well. I have an improvement with the donation where PayPuke is not used. And I'm glad to get rid of that. They have become a bit of a fascist organization. The consults are going strong. And sponsorship, that's always nice to see. Not much lately, but it has been very substantial in the past.
Predictions and expectations for 2024. First to the markets, what do you see ahead for the various markets in the new year?
I see a rebounding pair of walls. We had a big bond market problem, and it endured for a few months. Rising rates, rising bond yields in response to the Fed rate hikes. And in order to alleviate from a bond market crisis, they decided to announce at least a pair of rate cuts, and the market is getting a little bit out of control. The Fed funds futures, they were a week or two ago pricing in 6 rate cuts. That's probably not going to happen, because here's my point about the pair of rebounding walls. When you reduce and cut rates, you bring about at least a moderate bond market rally, but you do harm to the dollar in the currency market. So if they continue with a second and then indicate more rate cuts, they're going to get a currency crisis where the dollar will go down. It's extraordinarily complex because central banks are dumping treasury bonds, and I'll get to that separately. But let me just make the general point, Jim, that by cutting rates, they're alleviating a bond market crisis, but probably inviting a currency crisis, and that will halt their rate cut sequence.
Are there big events that could be unfolding this year?
I'm looking for a major bond market crisis by mid-year. And it's really kind of interesting, Jim. I try not to be informed exactly on some other really good analysts and their forecasts for, say, a bond crisis or a bond default. And what I'm hearing is a couple people that I really respect are saying they anticipate a June or July complete rupture of the bond market and the big banks. And that's kind of what I've been saying for the last couple of months. I don't know how, the way I've been putting it is, I don't know how we get to June without a very serious crisis in the bond market and the banks are caught in the middle because they're holding so many bonds and they're very leveraged. And the leverage of the big banks regarding the bond market and their portfolios is what I believe to be the big untold story from last year, and it will become a story this year. Oh, you mean like J.P. Morgan and Citibank were 10 times leveraged on Treasury bonds? 10-1? Which means a 40% loss becomes a 400% loss. The base bonds are down 40% from a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. Okay. The other big event could be what I believe the Suez factor. I think the Suez factor this year will unfold and force nation after nation to select the BRICS Union or the shrinking King Dollar Court. The gradually reducing group of nations that are loyal to the dollar, loyal to war, loyal to narco trafficking, loyal to the gigantic fraud that is the Biden show. Those nations are going to suffer that support and align themselves with the Biden show. It's a U.S., U.K., EU band of fraudulent morons. I believe the Suez factor is going to kill the King Dollar. We've got asymmetric warfare going on in the Red Sea now, and I'll probably mention that a little bit later.
Geopolitically, what could we expect to see this year?
The isolation of the U.S. government, which will result in its forfeiture of power. I don't know how it's going to play out, Jim, but the days of the Biden show are numbered and few. Geopolitically, nation after nation is going to become more isolated with respect to the United States and the dollar managers. There are a few NATO nations right now, NATO being Western Europe, that do not continue in their support of the U.S. military operations in Gaza. They have broken away and are not supporting the United States' endless war, climax of war, genocide war, whatever you want to call it. The United States geopolitically is going to become very isolated, and I believe that as we get farther into the year, like into the mid-summer, when we see a tremendous bond crisis, we're going to see some failed banks. I don't know how it's going to play out. They're going to be replenished with the FDIC with endless funding. Depositors might not lose their funds, might not lose their bank accounts and savings, but the result is going to be the United States facing a possible global embargo. I mean, like, nobody will want to do trade with the United States. It won't be simply a financial matter, like the United States doesn't have much that they can pay with. It'll be a matter of you're guilty of genocide and you're promoting war elsewhere and you're doing your regular destabilization on every continent and we don't want to do business with you anymore. That's what I foresee unfolding this year, isolation of the United States.
Pandemics and experimental medical procedures, what could we see this year?
Oh, gosh. You know, there is a threat, Jim, and I don't want to scare people too much, but there is a plan to use the 5G towers with their radiation and to release hidden elements in the vaccines with the double X. And the way I like to describe it is vaccine with the double X is to kill, or to do harm. And vaccine with a double C is to enhance and strengthen your immune system. The vax with a double X is what we see now, and it is designed to destroy the immune system for humans. And at the same time, it's not very well known by a lot of people, but if you severely weaken an immune system, you eliminate a lot of defense mechanisms for fighting off cancer. So we're seeing a lot of cancer cases. They're actually calling it turbo cancer because it is so fast acting as a result of the vaccine with a double X wrecking the immune system and opening the door to that cancer. There is a plan by the cabal, the globalist cabal, by Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, who's a college dropout, by the way, and never took any biology courses. I took more biology courses than Bill Gates. He majored in poker in his pajamas at Harvard University. But the plan by Gates and Klaus Schwab is to attempt to release something that's far more powerful, a virus than we've seen previously. It's called Marburg. There's a trend now to call it Pandemic X or Project X. X is to kill. And Marburg, from what I understand, is a combination of smallpox and Ebola. I personally don't believe they're going to get that opportunity. They're boasting yesterday and today in Davos at a conference. They're boasting about the next pandemic, and implication is that they're planning it. I personally would like to see a rod of God, kinetic tungsten weapon, dropped on their conference, eliminate them all, and put them in a half-mile deep hole where their remains are never found. That's what I think where they belong. But the medical procedure, Jim, that's another matter. I already know of somebody who has a procedure for eliminating the graphene. He calls it sludge. It's blood black sludge, or better described, it's black sludge in the bloodstream. And it harms the blood and inhibits the blood from doing its job, which is to, you know, get involved with the transfer of oxygen and carbon dioxide. We're going to see some remarkable medical procedures. And so far, I'm hearing they're mostly to manage the symptoms. And I'm hoping that by the end of the year, we get some reverse gene therapy. Because the vaccine with a double X was to rip out parts of the chromosome system, which was directly involved with the immune system, protein production, antibody generation, and that sort of thing. Well, if the chromosomes lose their programming to produce a certain group of proteins that become antibodies, then there's no protection. And that's what we're seeing. I think we're going to have a lot of very favorable medical procedures soon. I always believed when I was a young kid, I learned something. Necessity is the mother of invention. Okay, we have a need. It's extreme. Therefore, there will be work at the human level to develop procedures. I'm not certain about cure, but I want to see reverse gene therapy to put back what took out in the immune system.
Your thoughts on the experimental medical procedures being the new lobotomy?
I don't think. Well, you know, it's not clear what experimental procedures you're referring to, but there's, you know, genetic alteration, gender alteration, which is obscene and Neanderthal, medieval, cruel. I think what we're going to see this year, and it's already starting, is the rise of the zombies. I believe the vaccine with a double X will result not only in rapid aging, but in very accelerated cognitive decline, which means poor ability to recognize and poor ability to process information, to think. I don't regard it so much as a lobotomy. I don't really know much about cruel and ridiculous medical procedures. I'm sure they've got some and they're going to charge a lot of money for them. I'm more concerned about the effect of the vaccine with a double X. I think it's going to be the year of the recognized zombies. Yeah. John and Martha have been friends of ours for 25 years, and now they barely recognize us, and they don't really choose to talk to us. And the last time we saw them, they each pooped in their pants. That's a story we're going to hear a lot of.
Have you heard anything on possible links between the experimental medical procedures and 5G?
No, I haven't. I think it's becoming more clear to those who do any investigation at all, and I don't believe that's much of the population, might be 10 or 20% of the population, is becoming quite clear that 5G is doing a lot of the damage. They advertise 5G as, you know, making the global community smaller and tighter knit, but what it really is, it's under more control. 5G is critical for smart cities, and a lot of the research is pointing in Wuhan and Northern Italy and Madrid, Spain, that colossal number of cases that those three locations had were caused by 5G radiation doing damage to the lungs, which then resulted in bleeding and infection, and they called it pneumonia, and then COVID. 5G is the cause of a lot of damage, and they got to reduce the intensity or else scrap it. You can't have, you know, controlled cities with traffic lights and tremendous access to broadband while you're riding around in your car or walking or entering a bus or sitting outside your office building for lunch in the sun. We can't have a connection with broadband internet if it means that it kills us. And 5G, by the way, is also the method of controlling the humans that have done self-assembly of antenna from the vaccine with the double X. I'm talking about human cyborgs. Okay, we need to dismantle 5G.
Have you heard of things people are trying to try and clean the jabs out of their system?
I've heard of some things that people are trying, blood thinners and transfusions. I don't think too much is successful. What I have been hearing is something about a combination of blood thinner and hyperbaric chambers with mild exercise to raise the blood pressure under the environment controlled in a hyperbaric chamber. That seems to do well in flushing out the black sludge. It's graphene junk, and the graphene junk serves a purpose to assemble with the nanometals to make antenna within our bodies. And if you think I'm nuts, then you're ignorant. If you think I'm off base, then you have not studied jack shit. I am well studied, well informed. The graphene is a building block. The 5G is a radiation to activate. The vaccine with the double X has all kinds of self-assembling agents. And I can't pronounce her name very well, but Dr. Michelea has been doing a lot of work in that area, warning us about self-assembling systems that look like a few millimeters long antenna in our bodies. It's coming from the vaccine with the double X, and it's being activated by 5G. And over the last 20 years, one of the agents in the chemtrails has been nanometals, heavy metals, more building blocks. We not only have nanometals in our bodies now, we have nanoplastic. We're loaded with junk in our bodies. People need to find successful medical professionals, or successful professionals in a health sector that may not be doctors, in order to get some help to clean their bodies of the junk. But it's going to be a very difficult matter, an entirely separate matter, and very arduous to do reverse gene therapy to put back what Pfizer ripped out.
Swamp creatures are meeting in Davos, Switzerland this week. What are you hearing about it?
They're boasting about the next pandemic that they have planned. they're licking their chops for the global health treaty that I think very few nations are going to follow up on. They just had a very strange incident yesterday where a guy showed up and just took the mic and pointed a finger at Klaus Schwab and at von der Leyen, the EU commissioner lady. I don't want to call her lady, woman. She's not very much of a lady. She's a killer. Women who are killers are not necessarily ladies. Anyway, this guy pointed a finger at each one of them and said, F you, in very vocal terms, made his peace and left the podium. I think he will probably be murdered in the next 10 days. The swamp creatures are meeting in Davos, and they're being protected, I believe, by the Swiss National Police, which are under bribery to protect the genocide crew.
The Jeffrey Epstein list was just dropped. Are there locations all over the world like Epstein's Island?
I think there are. I believe Maui, to a very small extent, was in Hawaii. I've heard rumors about Macau off the China Peninsula. Not certain about Macau. But yeah, there are others. I could guess their locations, but I'd rather not. They usually coincide with the safe havens for the elite, where they go to get out of Dodge, where they go to avoid arrest, where they go to avoid attention. I mean, like Paraguay and New Zealand. I wouldn't be at all surprised if there are some locations like Epstein's Island. We're going to be treated to a horror show. It has already begun. I saw pictures today of a group of 20 kids. One photo was of a dozen girls that looked like they were between the ages of 7 and 11, and they did not look happy. And my guess is that at other moments, they would be terrified for being raped and murdered. This is what Epstein Island is all about. I just got to say something, Jim. I believe that we are in the midst right now of a second stage acceleration of arrests. The dropping of the Epstein files and photos and videos does not come in an isolated manner. It coincides with more arrests. I believe that there are a few Gitmos, Guantanamos, and there's going to be more information about that. It's going to come out slowly, but the people who frequented Epstein's Island are going to be in big trouble, and they're not going to be arrested for appearing on the Epstein flight list. That's not it. They're going to be arrested for murder, mass murder, multiple murder. They're going to be hunted down with evidence. I mean, not video evidence of, you know, holding a little 8-year-old girl's hand on Epstein Island. That's not a crime. They're going to be captured for murder. It's happening.
The Epstein list was only from one jet aircraft. Don't a lot of the Epstein list people own or have access to private jets?
I believe they do, but so what? If you own a car, does that prohibit you from being picked up in a limousine for an elite party?
What level of panic mode is the deep state in?
If zero is nothing and 10 is really extreme, I think they're at about an 8 or 8.5 right now, whereas several months ago it might have only been a 6. I'm telling you, it's going to be the bond market and interrupted trade. I call it the Suez factor. The bond market, gold acquisition, and the Suez factor is going to bring them down. They're in a panic mode because they're getting their accounts sacked and they're being exposed for murder. The evidence is piling up. I believe there are, let's just say, there are reports that the globalist elite are engaged in surrender talks. And I don't have much information about that. I'm just going to mention it and move on. But that's an extreme level of panic. Let's just focus on Ukraine as being a site where they're actively engaged in surrender talks and peace talks. Zelensky himself has been seeking Western European leaders to assist in surrender talks, peace talks. Okay, the side of good, the side of truth, and the side of the Holy Spirit, we talk about surrender talks. The narco traffickers, the killers, the endless war merchants, they talk about peace talks. It's the same thing. And their plan to turn Ukraine into some new sacred zone has failed. I think the deep state is in quite a high level of panic. If I were a deep stater like Bill Gates attending the Davos meeting, I would be very worried to leave that conference center. I would be very worried to go from the conference center to my hotel. I would be very worried to go from my hotel to a private aircraft at a private airfield, because that's precisely where they might get picked up and arrested. As I said before, on a scale of 10, I think their panic level is about 8.5.
Klaus Schwab is predicting a cyber attack. Is this anything to worry about?
It's always something to worry about. If it's not a cyber attack, it's a virus attack. If it's not a cyber or a virus, it's a, bank bail-in. But we haven't had any of them. All we had was the clumsy fake pandemic that has been pretty much dismissed. You know, the fish market story in Wuhan, China, what a laughable bunch of bullshit that was. We got a lot of patents that are now being paraded out for publicity that have Fauci's name, Gates's name, Klaus Schwab's name. They're trying to make the human race a human cyborg that can be patented and owned by virtue of your vaccination with the double X. I'm concerned about a desperate attack by the Klaus Schwab gang. I'm also concerned about something that very few people seem to be aware of. Klaus Schwab might not be Klaus Schwab. He might have gone away. He might be in hiding in Switzerland. He might be in hiding in Antarctica. Antarctica is the center for some of the HAARP storms, HAARP, weather control storms. Well, if that's the case, maybe Klaus Schwab is there, and he's got an avatar operating in Switzerland. You know, in 2010, we got treated to the movie Avatar. How many people can extend their brain stem function to comprehend that that was a predictive programming element where the elite are using Avatar, so that if they're arrested and killed, it's more like halted and destroyed, because the Avatar host is behind the curtain, hidden somewhere. I'm concerned about avatars, because we have possibly one entire level higher than Klaus Schwab and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, one level higher. And they might be in the control room, and we don't even know where they are. We don't even know who they are. I have heard some of the names, and I do not repeat them.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie. Jim, do you think we'll see any arrests or takedowns of the real bad guys anytime soon?
I mentioned before, I think it's already begun, Jim. We're going to hear more about that. I'd rather not mention names. We're going to see an acceleration of evil people being arrested and having their accounts confiscated. I mean, like vast millions and billions being confiscated. We're going to have more and more of that. I don't have the names in front of me. I do believe that the process has started. And what I got information about was the locations of the accelerated, accelerated pace of tribunals. Tribunal is just a military trial, court-martial. They call it a tribunal. They also call the court a tribunal. Okay, it's kind of a mixed bag name, tribunal. In Spanish, a tribunal is a court, the tribunal. I go by it once in a while, the tribunal is in Guadalupe. Okay, well, fine. The point is, we're getting more publicity about what the White Alliance is doing. I've got a new military-related source, and they're accelerating the arrests. They're debating on how long they're willing to wait and whether they're willing to wait until November election. I'm of the opinion, Jim, that we're going to have an acceleration of arrests while we have an acceleration of bond market damage and big bank insolvency and it's hard to get the right words. I don't want to say collapse, because if you keep the funny money funding to an insolvent giant bank, then it's not collapsing. It's just becoming more hollowed out. It's broken. We're going to see increased brokenness of the big banks, which has a tangible effect. They don't lend money. They're not engaged in business lending, new product line extensions. They're not involved in commercial mortgages. They're not going to be doing household mortgages. It's like a full stop for the banking industry regarding lending. This is not going to work. You cannot do this for long. And I'm of the opinion that we will not get to November without a crisis. And I'm pointing, you know, it's kind of arbitrary, but I'm thinking June, July. And if you recall, back in July, on August and September, I was saying that my vectors, the several vectors of importance, were all pointing to, like, you know, end of October and November for breakdowns. And we saw it. We saw it. Now I'm saying we're going to have a much more convincing and visible breakdown and of brokenness and dysfunction. And it's going to extend into the political realm, where I think Biden is going to step down and there's going to be a horrible controversy because Kamala Harris is not acceptable. I think what we're going to see is some evidence come out soon against Kamala Harris to make it impossible to pass the baton from the actor wearing a Biden mask to the hyena known as Kamala Harris. Okay, all this is coming in the next few months. I think they have surrounded the entire Biden family with evidence of treason and conspiracy. And, you know, when I don't know what the term is for something that's much bigger than grand larceny. If you steal billions from fraud, well, that's not grand larceny. Grand larceny is stealing like $1 million or $2. What if you're stealing something like an entire country's banking system or an entire country's energy production and income in Ukraine? What's that called? I don't know the name. I keep hearing that it's conspiracy. At the national level, something like the vaccine with a double X is called health fraud. Health fraud and conspiracy. We're going to see a lot of people fall in the next few months. And the purpose is to wake the people up, because I'm sorry to say a third of Canada and the United States are dumber than fucking rocks.
Do you think one of the many Joe Bidens will be running for re-election?
No, I don't think Biden or a mask posing as Biden will run. The approval ratings are probably in the low teens in the United States, and they could be single digits. You cannot trust any of the major pollsters like Gallup, NBC, Washington Post. They're all corrupted. CNN, they're all ridiculously corrupted in an obvious manner that has leaked out. And I've got my methods, because I'm a statistical analyst. No two regularly operated political polls should be more than 4% apart. They usually say the standard error with 90%, 95% confidence is 3%. The sampling error is 3%, plus or minus 3%. I know exactly what that means in confidence interval terms. Well, that means the difference between any two should not be any more than 4%, because the way it works is it's the 3% times the square root of 2. The difference brings in the square root of 2. And when you get two polls that are 12% apart, 18% apart, 20% apart, 7% apart. They're fraudulent. One of the two is fraudulent. So I don't trust any of the polls. Now, that's just a little tangent point, but Joe Biden is finished, okay? Can you imagine him being on the campaign trail? Can you imagine the embarrassment of an acceptance speech at the Democrat convention? Can you imagine the farce that would become? No, they're not going to do that. What I'm hoping for, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, what I'm hoping for, and I do not believe it will happen. Let me preface that carefully. I am hoping that Michelle Obama runs for the Democrat ticket. I am hoping that Michael LaVon Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, I'm hoping that Big Mike runs, because on the campaign trail, you're going to see the opposite of flashing boobs like at a NASCAR race. At NASCAR, some of the more ribald and adventurous women lift their shirts and blouses. I think if Michelle Obama runs for president, he might be heckled, "Hey, Mike, show us your dick," okay? I don't believe Big Mike will run, but if he does, it'll be a sign of absolute bankruptcy for the Democrat Party. I'm hoping he runs. I want to see evidence that the Democrats are bankrupt. I want to see evidence they have no legitimate candidate. This is becoming a political farce turned tragedy. No, I don't think Biden will run. I think Kamala Harris might run and get absolutely ripped to shreds.
Vivek Ramaswamy, the real deal or a Trojan horse?
Trojan horse. He used to be a Democrat. He said a lot of really nasty things about Trump 2 years ago. It seems that nobody noticed that he swapped parties. And I just saw something today that made me laugh. It was Vivek, or whatever you call him. It was Vivek making a speech. Ramaswamy was making a speech. And they had a left side, right side on the video, and it was almost exactly the same as an Obama speech, I believe, in 2012. Same talking points. 5 or 6 parallel points. Okay, Vivek Ramaswamy, you're a fraud, and I think he's probably going to drop out. I think also Nikki Haley is going to drop out. It's going to be quite interesting. What I want to see is more targeting legally with prosecution of those Supreme Court justices who have the gall to declare Donald Trump as guilty of insurrection without a trial and therefore remove him from the ballot. That's an act of treason. I want to see some of these guys strung up, these Supreme Court justices.
Trump won Iowa this week in Q Post 661. It says POTUS is safe, protected by patriots. Do you think President Trump is safe?
I think he's not only safe, but the Trump you see might be a double. The black hats have a double for Trump. The white hats have a double for Trump. Why put Trump, the original true Donald Trump, why put him at risk on a stage for target practice? He already had one target practice a year and a half ago at Mar-a-Lago. They're not going to risk that. I'm not sure that any version of Trump we've seen for the last year is actually Donald Trump. I'm not sure about that. I could be wrong. If they have Donald Trump on a stage and they do not have a 3-inch thick plexiglass front, then I don't believe it's Donald Trump.
Farmers, truckers, and others are having huge protests in Europe. Canada started the trucker protests. Are we likely to see huge protests like this in North America this year?
I'm going to focus on Europe right now first, because that's way too important to skip over and move to Canada, which lost its nerve and lost its ability. The trucker and farmer strike in Germany had been joined by Polish truckers. It will spread to the Netherlands and to France. It will bring down the Scholz government in Germany, and it will bring down the Macron government in France. It will bring about a reshaping of the European Union. It will bring about a dismissal of the EU Commission. That is big, because then they're going to have to do a new alignment with NATO. I believe in the next couple months, the the trucker strike in Germany is going to spread to France and the Netherlands and bring down the government in Germany and bring down the government in France. Scholz will be booted out. They'll find a way for him to be removed with a good cover story. Macron will be moved out, and same likelihood of a goofy cover story. I believe as a result, we're going to see in the next couple months a dismissal of the European Union Commission by Germany, France, and Netherlands. We might see a cutting. Oh gosh, it's hard to describe. We might see some kind of a declaration that Germany and France and the Netherlands are not going to follow the EU Commission dictates because they are unelected fascist dictators. They've never been elected. They think they own the world. They make all the rules, and nobody really can question them. That is the definition of fascist dictatorship. We're going to have to see another renegotiation, realignment, reworking of NATO. I think there is a chance, Jim, we're going to see NATO dissolved and accused of becoming a narco-trafficking organization and a forever war-provoking agency. They were designed to bring about peace and security to Western Europe, and what they've morphed into in the last 20 years, not coincidentally after 9/11, what they've morphed into, NATO has, is into a provocation agency to incite war with Russia. Okay, I don't want to get into the Russia theme because it's too big and too complicated. It's often called the Atlanticist plan, but they're never going to conquer Russia, divide it into a balkanized seven regions, and exploit their vast riches. That's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. So what's happening with the truckers, Jim, is something fascinating. They have crippled Germany. They've essentially said that they will not follow the German rules issued by Scholz because it's hard to believe for many people. The rules and regulations that Germany passed down were essentially to destroy and dismantle their farm industry. Now, that happened in the Netherlands with an extreme reaction that we've not heard the end of. In Germany, they're going to require the end of the Scholz chancellery. They don't call it a president, they call it a chancellor. They don't call it the executive branch, they call it the chancellery. They've got a parliament that coincides with our Congress and your parliament in Canada. Okay, this is going to get very complicated and come to a head very quickly because right now Germany is paralyzed. There's almost no economic activity in Germany right now. It's not zero, but it's really crippled. Now, as for North America, which was the main crux of your question, I'd like to see another trucker strike come out of Canada, but the persecution of the truckers was so great that I doubt that will happen. I think what we're going to see in Canada is something different and parallel. Not led by truckers, but maybe led by business executives, like some kind of an organization of 1,000 business directors. They're going to go on strike, something like that. Not the truckers. They've been wrecked. As for the United States, I really don't know. I've got an opinion of the United States that I capture from 25,000 feet, and it's not impressive. I believe that the most poorly informed, the most easily fooled, and the dumbest of all the 20 formerly industrialized nations is the United States. I've seen it with some of my college friends. One of them is dead. Another one was lucky to escape the vaccine roulette. He's okay. He got vaccinated and he's okay. That was my other good buddy. One particular buddy I've lost track of because he became a ridiculous alcoholic and never really cleaned up his ways, so I left him. I only had about four really good college friends. One of them I argued with over Iraq. He thought the Iraq invasion was to impose Christianity. I had to give him up because he was just way, way, way too dumb. North America's got a problem. It's called intelligence.
Here in British Columbia, we'll be having a provincial election this year. Last election, mail-in ballots were pushed. Have mail-in ballots been tied to voter fraud, and are there ways to prevent mail-in ballot voter fraud?
I think the evidence is overwhelming, magnificent, widespread, enormous, convincing, compelling that the mail-in ballots were the method to create fraudulent election. I have been told that there is a very concerted, diligent, and competent movement by the U.S. military, White Hats, the White Alliance, you know, Special Forces, U.S. Marines, and their brass, their leaders. There has been a movement to effectively eliminate internet connection and Dominion influence in U.S. elections. We're going to see whether that's reality, and I'm actually expecting that things are going to break apart in March with crises and then kind of blow up by June, July, where irretrievable financial market shutdowns, things like that. I don't believe we're going to get to the November election is what I'm driving at. So we're doing primaries now, and in the middle of the time when we have the Republican and Democrat conventions to select and make firm the candidate and the running mate, we're very likely to see a bond market collapse and default. We're making history. The last election, mail-in ballots were pushed by means of the fake pandemic. Don't go out of your house. You might get sick from a fake pandemic. I don't want to get into that whole story again, but the mail-in ballots have been retained as a method to continue the vote fraud. We saw it a few months ago in Arizona. Katie Hobbs might not be around anymore. It's really quite funny, and it's tragic, but it's funny. When a really evil person gets hanged, it's a point of celebration and laughter. Raise your beer. Raise your wine glass. I think we may not get mail-in ballots, and we may not get an election in November. I said last November 22, the midterm elections, we will have midterm elections. And a certain fellow who goes by the name of Juan O'Savin made a fool of himself by saying that we would not. It seems that whenever Juan O'Savin, a.k.a. 107, whenever he goes out on a limb with the forecast, he makes a big error. So he makes very few forecasts. Very interesting. Anyway, he got it wrong. I said that we would have midterm elections. They would be fully fraudulent. They would be observed heavily, and they would be analyzed and documented so that they will not be repeated for November of 24. Here we go.
What traits do critical thinkers have that the normies do not?
The ability to see a table of information and identify some inconsistencies, the ability to observe events with our own eyes and say that certain information on that table does not coincide. In rough language, Jim, the ability to see a lie, the ability to see inconsistencies. And when you put them all together, you get a mosaic of a monster fraud that befalls a nation. I'll give you one example. My friend Bruce was killed by the vaccine. He called me foolish for not getting protection. I said, I don't need protection against a fake pandemic. And he said, oh, it's very real. People are dying. I said, I know. There are a lot of people who have COVID on their death certificate, and they died of a heart attack or a car crash or a shootout or a stroke. And he just couldn't figure that out. He could not figure that out. Well, the inconsistency that I heard in the following months came from his widow, who I thought was a bright person. And she's from Vermont. And I've done like 50 different events socially with her. I thought she was really smart. She said to me the following, Jim, I know the medical sector is a horror show, but I've been vaccinated. I'm really happy that I have been. And that's the inconsistency that I'm talking about, Jim. She recognizes that the health industry is a horror show full of corruption and bad motives. Yet she cannot accept the fact that her vaccine was harmful. So she's happy she got the protection. There's no protection. I told her she was a fucking idiot, and the cemetery awaits her at the end of that road. She's been boosted 3 or 4 times. Sorry.
What do you predict for gold this year?
I need to do a preface by saying that by the end of last year, I expected it to break out, and the breakout that we saw was very tepid. I was expecting a breakout last year at the end of the year that would have gone far above 2100, let me just say. It did not, but what we saw with the gold market, Jim, and this is in U.S. dollar terms, what we saw was a breakdown of the wall, a breakdown of the $2,000 wall. And now we may get below it, but those are now seen as opportunities to buy at 1980 if they're foolish enough to drive it down. The gold market, if you're going to make comments, you got to have another couple of events cited. 10 Chinese banks exited, backed out, and walked away from the London Bullion Market Association and the gold fix. So no Chinese participation in the London LBMA and gold fix. That's significant. The following month after that, I think the first event was in late October, and the next event was in late November. The next event was that the LBMA announced that their gold futures contracts were no longer dollar denominated. They're Chinese yuan denominated. So the futures have now gone to China under their control. The event, let's just interpret this in layman's terms. China and Shanghai have wrestled control of the gold pricing mechanisms. The gold market is now under Shanghai control. And it's much, much bigger than that. I believe, and this is convinced, I have been convinced by a colleague of mine who's very sharp. He said, Jim, Shanghai now has control of the oil market and soon will have control of the entire commodity market of important commodities. And I said to him, sounds to me like Shanghai is going to become the SCO market window for commodities led by precious metals and energy, gold, silver, oil, and gas. He said, yes. It will extend to copper and to coal and to lumber and to wheat, corn, and soy. Shanghai is going to become soon the controlling agent for the gold price. And I'm telling you, they will not tolerate a mere $2,000 price in dollar terms. They're going to be pushing for $2,500. The U.S.-UK tag team has lost control of the gold market pricing, and silver will follow. We're going to see Shanghai become the price setter for the BRICS Union and become the BRICS-SCO market window for commodities. Very exciting development. It's a paradigm shift from the Anglo-Americans to the Asians, and Russia will be sitting in one of the chairs in Shanghai.
Jim, where can people subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter and talk to you directly?
It's golden-jackass.com. And we're going great guns, I really got to say. We're going great guns. And I really am happy with the response from various interviews, podcasts. They're going very well. I'm getting a lot of compliments for the forecasts and the clarity. I'm saddened by the economic damage to a small portion of my client base. I do what I can by extending logins for them. I got another unfortunate message. A person just today said I will not be continuing. I lost my job. I've hung on for a good 6 or 8 months, but I'm going to have to back out. I said, well, okay, I understand. I'll just extend your login until I think I said May or June. I can't remember. Okay, so I offer the newsletter. There's only one. For a while in 2020 and 21, I offered a health report because there was just way too much information about the fake pandemic and the deadly vaccine that needed to be told, and I told it, and I did a pretty good job with a lot of help from a couple of colleagues of mine who I dispatched. I said, hey, look, can you be my vaccine researcher? And the guy said, yeah, Jim, I'd love to. I'm not really busy. He's retired. He's brilliant. I call him Donald Pato. And for those who speak Spanish, you can figure that out. Donald Pato. So, Jim, I've got the newsletter. I've got the consults. I've got the donate button, which no longer includes PayPuke. I don't wish to be friendly to them. I intend to close that account, PP. I've got the sponsor button, and I encourage wealthy people to use that and to support my mission. And for those who don't know what my mission is, it's for truth. It's to preserve people's life savings. It's to help to restore the republic. And it's also to protect the human species from infiltration and alteration. So it's truth, it's the country, it's the species. I tell you, this is a very valuable mission that I'm involved in, and I do not any longer regard my life as my own. So support my mission and help me, because I have some very unusual attacks, and I talk to people on a one-on-one basis about that. So anyway, golden-jackass.com. Thanks for having me on, Jim. It's always a pleasure. I thank you for, you know, the good set of questions. It's always interesting. It's always draining. This is a war for our nation, a war for our planet, and our war for our human species. They're trying to alter us, and I think we need to hunt them down.
Jim, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
My guest has been Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.